given others, and they want to take away in between. Those are the true disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that this issue of distinguishing between the prophets, it's the issue of believing in some and disbelieving in others. Now this is many ayahs that say where Allah says, وَلَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, and we don't distinguish between any of them. It's a few places in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Ali Imran. What is meant from these ayahs that say, that just leave it plain like that, we brought this other ayah to show you what is meant by the issue of we don't distinguish between any of them. Meaning we don't believe in some of them and disbelieve in others of them. And this is why it's important for us not to believe in some of the Quran and disbelieve in other parts of the Quran, as the people came before us did with their books. As Allah says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, are you going to believe in some of the book and disbelieve in others? We have to take the whole Quran into consideration. Because if you start believing in some of the Quran and disbelieving in others of the Quran, you find yourself believing in false prophets and messengers, and then you find yourself winding up with a whole new religion. As the people said that they had a messenger of Allah sent to the black man in America. And they used to use the Quran as their proof. Muhammadur Rasulullah in Surah Al-Fatih, where it says Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. They said his name is Muhammad. Or they took verses like Allah says, لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming worship Allah and stay away from the false deity. They say, okay, who was your messenger sent? What messenger was sent to our nation? Other than the lying messenger and the fake false prophet, may Allah curse him. This is when you believe in some of the Quran and disbelieve in others. Because if they believed in all of it, they would have known who was the messenger sent to the black man of America, and he's Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Abdi Munaf al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَةً وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ, and we have sent you to all of humanity. And Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, say, O humanity, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. And Allah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَاءَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكَ الرَّسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, and Muhammad is not the father of any men from amongst you, but he is the prophet of Allah and the seal of the prophet, meaning the last of the prophet. And the message of Allah s.a.w. in authentic hadith, he says, لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا رَسُولُ, that there is no prophet coming after me, nor a messenger. So these people, if you believe in some of the book and disbelieve in other parts of the book, you wind up doing anything you want and then in your own religion. And this is why we've been commanded to believe in all of this book, the Quran. And when you believe in all of it, you find that yourself will be on right guidance and not on this corrupt guidance from believing in some of the book and disbelieving in others. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from going astray. Yes. What do you mean denying the history of Elijah's program? Elijah didn't call anybody to Islam. And his program is known. It's history, and it's a lesson for our messenger and prophet calling to disbelief anymore, ever again. And no one could ever say that. I can't believe that a Muslim would say that. Yes. Yes, it's history. You can't deny the history. What took place, nobody could say it didn't take place. They say if you don't show respect to Elijah or reverence Elijah, then you're committing disbelief in Allah. Nobody could say that. I don't think anyone would ever say that whoever doesn't respect and honor and revere a lying messenger is committing shirk. But that people would say whoever honors a lying messenger, we fear for that person's deed. Because how can you respect or love a lying messenger? And Elijah didn't do anything for any black man, and I'm from America. He didn't do anything for me but to try to help to lead me to the hellfire like every other program there in America. This is what he did. He called the people to the hellfire, and he died on the program that's going to lead him to the fire. And we have accepted this deen of al-Islam, the true religion of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we believe in it, and we believe in his messenger, the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I think that if there's anybody saying it, it might be like Farrakhan and people with him, but nobody could be making salat to Allah and say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, and to believe in Elijah, or to like Elijah, or to love Elijah, or to respect Elijah. I don't think that that's possible to be in the heart of someone who believes in Allah and his real messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah knows best. Yes, sir. No one could be serious and say that Elijah guided him to Islam. No one could actually mean that. Because this program was shirk. And everyone, if the people act like history wasn't already written and didn't take place, people who have followed him in his foolishness are still living. And how, after the Prophet ﷺ explained to us the five pillars in Islam, how can we believe in a man who called the people to believe that Allah came into America, got his tooth knocked out in jail for 3 years, had a father, Alfonso, and a mother, Baby G, mysteriously disappeared, that's our Lord, Lord of all the worlds. And that Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger, was Robert Poole in America, or who named himself Elijah Muhammad. And that Salat is only in the standing position. And that fasting is in the month of December. And that Zakat is for Elijah's ministry. And that Hajj is to Chicago on Savior's Day. How could anyone say that a man calling to that, after we've been guided to Islam, can honestly say, that led me to Islam? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ignorance. Now we're aware of it. For example, people today calling to falsehood. If you follow somebody on falsehood and you propagate his program, you in trouble too? If someone's calling to falsehood and you take that program and propagate it, what you calling to? Same thing. Elijah has a mind just like everybody else. Allah gave us all what we need to submit to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone. And Islam was in America during the time of Elijah. People were making salah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala during the time of Elijah. Rather, we had masjid, as we have the masjid in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, built in 1932 or 1933. The Masjid al-Awwal, right when whatchamacallam got his tooth knocked out. How can somebody act like we don't know that the history, alhamdulillah, has been written and the truth is clear from falsehood, and we're happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to the truth and saved us from the falsehood that is continuing, as we hear that Farrakhan is going around saying that, and this used to be the belief, that a mothership is going to come. And nowadays they change the name to the mother wheel. And it's going to beam down on every black man in the North America. And it's going to take him up and save him from the oppression of the white man. And going to destroy every white man. And the people have saw the mothership. And one of the brothers have told us that he knows one of those ministers who said that he was driving the mothership. And Farrakhan got on national TV and said that Jimmy Carter knows that he saw the mothership. And the people are still calling it a UFO when it's really the mother wheel. this is some fairy tales that people made in order to steal the people's money. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let our money go for the propagation of this deen, al-Islam. Yes, that's it. They're calling him the Mahdi. This is because of his pure ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the Mahdi's name is going to be the same name as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's going to be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Elijah never claimed to be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being from the Arab tribe of Quraysh. Never did he claim that his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. How is he going to be considered the Mahdi when we have the description of the Mahdi? This is proof of how stupid some people are. That at least if you want to be the Mahdi, you would have had at least as much sense as the liar Dwight York, who changed his name to Imam Isa, the Mahdi, born in Brooklyn. At least he changed his name to Muhammad ibn Abdullah to make it coincide with the hadith. At least he lied and said that his lineage goes back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But some people are so stupid they can't even get the lie straight, that they just come out and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just save us from this type of foolishness. Yes, Akhi. How should we choose the Khalifa in this modern day and time? They chose their leaders to be the most knowledgeable and the person with the most deen and character. As they chose Abu Bakr, who was the most knowledgeable one, and then Umar, and then Uthman. They chose the people who have knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who had character and deen. And this is what we know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes, excuse me. Salima. Yes. No. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatun wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This is your nation, your ummah. One ummah. And I am your Lord, so worship. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The believers are nothing but brothers. So make up between the two parties and fear Allah so that He may show mercy on you. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And remember Allah's favor to you when you were enemies and He united your hearts and thus you became brothers. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-mu'minun tatakafa'u dima'uhum wa hum yadun 'ala man siwahum." From the authentic hadith of Imam al-Nasa'i, that the believers, their blood is equal, and they are one hand against everyone other than themselves. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Mathalul mu'minina." مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتعاطفهم Somebody memorize this hadith to remind me of it. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضوا تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, if I'm mistaken, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of the believers and their love for each other and their mercy for one another and their help for each other is like the example of one body. If one organ or part of that body complains, then the whole body fills with sleeplessness and with fever. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith, and in the hadith that's authentic with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the believer to another believer is like a solid structure, each part supporting each other, and he put his hands together like this, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام in other hadith shows that the Muslims are one ummah, and we're one community worshipping Allah. Alhamdulillah, and these texts are examples, and maybe the brothers and the sisters are aware of other texts that doesn't come to my mind right now, that shows that we're one nation and that no one has the right to divide us except that he's guilty and except that he's imitating the disbelievers. As Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And do not be like, and do not be from amongst the disbelievers, those who have divided their religion up into sects, to groups, each party happily rejoicing in its own program. As the ulama explained, each group happily rejoicing in its own program of falsehood, thinking that it's the truth. There's no groups in Islam where the Muslims who follow the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever divides us up into this group and that group and that group, then he has done that which Allah has prohibited us in this book. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from separating ourselves from the masses of the Muslims. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.